Virtue is such an important thing. Its memory is so immortal, it can completely defeat its adversaries just with words. Why was he thrown into prison? Why didn't he dismiss him? Was he going to bring him to court? Did he demand punishment for his adultery? Weren't his words just simple reproof? So why is he scared and trembling? Were they not just words and talk? But these words stung him more than any action could. He did not take him to any court, but he dragged him before the tribunal of conscience, where everyone freely offered their judgments. This is why the tyrant trembled, unable to withstand the shine of virtue. Do you see how powerful philosophy is? It makes a prisoner shine brighter than a king, and the latter fears and trembles before him. He only put him in chains, but the corrupt woman went so far as to plot his murder, even though the reproof was more against him than her. For he did not confront her and say, "Why are you sleeping with the king?" Not that she was innocent, but he wanted to rectify everything. So he blamed the king, but did so gently. For he did not say, "You lawless and completely corrupt one, you have defied God's law. You have scorned the commandments. You have made your power the law." None of these things, but even in his rebuke, the man was gentle and mild. For, he stated, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife." His words were more of a teacher than a rebuker, more of an instructor than a punisher. He was correcting rather than exposing, improving rather than trampling on him. But as I said before, the light is hateful to the thief, and merely the sight of the righteous is tiresome to sinners, for even to behold him is a burden to us, for they cannot tolerate his gleam, just as weak eyes cannot bear the sun's rays. But to many of the wicked he is burdensome not only to behold, but even to hear of. And so the corrupt woman who made her daughter a prostitute, or rather her killer, although she had never seen him or heard his voice, plotted his murder and pushed her daughter, whom she raised in lust, to commit a murder out of fear of him.